Megan White asked for prayers for her sister, Michelle, who is having surgery to remove breast cancer. And then Sierra asked for prayers for her and her family.
Okay. Dear Lord, we come to you thanking you for forgiving us today, for being with us. We ask you that you would be with Megan White's sister, Michelle, having surgery to battle the breast cancer. We ask you that you be with her caregivers, place your healing of hands upon her, be with her family and those around her. Hold them in the palm of your hand during their time of need, and we just ask that you would shower her with healing during this time. We ask that you would be with Sierra, and we ask for prayers for her and her family during their time of need, that when it becomes too much, that you will send someone with a kind word, a kind deed, someone to help them. That's our job, to be your hands and feet and just be with them during their time of need. In Christ's name we pray all this. Amen. You know, so many times we go about our day-to-day lives and it's, we're just surviving. I mean, that's the song, Obladi Oblada, which is just life goes on. We got to go to the grocery store. We're doing the things that daily life, right? And we forget a lot of times, take a breath, be kind to the person in front of us at the line of the grocery store. You know, hey, the guy didn't. Don't worry, he didn't cut you off, intending to,
right.
So you're going to arrive 30 seconds later, not that big a deal. I've had to teach my kids, I'm teaching my daughter how to drive, and I'm like, so someone passes you in a non-passing zone, don't get upset, so they're going to get there a minute ahead? Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, on the interstate, I'll say, watch. See how quickly he gets to wherever he's going. And sure enough, they speed up, they go around you, they're driving reckless, and they get off at the next intersection, and literally they were like 2 minutes ahead of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing in this world that is that important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're bleeding out from your carotid artery, maybe, but you're going to be in an ambulance,
Right.
I mean, there's just nothing is that, and so many people, you're going to be late because we go to school every day. And I'm sure the kids are rushing because they don't want to be tardy. Well, the time to take care of that is ahead of time.
Yeah.
And not be reckless in your driving. Mm-hmm. So I guess I say all this is to just take a breath, take a beat, because there are people going through all kinds of stuff that need a kind word and a kind deed. And that's our job.
Exactly.
To be the hands and feet. And it may seem very small to us, but it's that cumulative effect on other people that can either bring them down or lift them up. And that's our daily job. Yes, we need to pay attention to the big things, paying our bills, taking care of our family, and all that. Yes, that's all important. But if we neglect the small things along the way to say thank you or hold our tongue, if you're mad and you realize saying something will do no good, then don't say anything.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
There are ways to get it out of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what that is. I say everybody needs a punching bag. It doesn't need to be their spouse or their family or their kids,
right.
But it's a way to let your frustration, anger, and stress out, not on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an actual punching bag. It could be exercise or cooking or some outlet. If you haven't figured out what that is, you've got to. And if you have figured it out, you've got to make it a regular routine. Otherwise, you're letting it out on somebody else.
That's right.
And I can't tell you how many times down at City Hall, people come in about their water bill, and after it's over, you're like, ooh, that was not about their water
right.
bill.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, I tell our folks up front, we're not going to be punching bags. We're not going to take cussing, but we're going to have a lot of salt there so we can take it with a grain of salt, because it's obvious people are going through a lot right now,
mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. and this is their outlet, you know. I wish they would go find some other outlet. You know, I go outside and have a scream session. I don't care. And into right. the air, you know. So us as Christians, you know, we're supposed to be the model. And that's hard because we fall all the time also. But you know what we do? We get back up and you apologize.
Yes.
An apology is worth so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You go up to that person. And if you can't find the person or if it was somebody you cut off in traffic, then pay it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Give the grace forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I agree.
Okay.
We got to take a commercial
short break. Okay. Yes. And then we'll come back with some music.
Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
To the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
How we see and why we express is unequal. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
We hope.
Not time to go yet. We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. It's Fun Friday with Tom.
Okay, we're going to read a few verses and then listen to another song. So this is Proverbs. We're going on to chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of the fools. Okay, this song is an old gospel song, and the group singing it is called the Blind Boys of Alabama, and so they're a chorus group, and it's featuring Patty Griffin, so that's why I thought it was a neat song. So here we go.
Blind
Okay, you listen to that song, and of course it was a live version, so you feel like you're in the church during the revival, and you know, you're all up during the middle of the service and probably after the big sermon, you know, and this is the rallying call or something, and you're either right before or right after the altar call. I mean that's what I envision, and I've been there many times, you know, seen stuff like that happen, so it kind of takes me back. Okay, a few more verses. Proverbs chapter 15, I'm going to skip to verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly delights a man who lacks judgment, but a man of understanding keeps a straight course. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. The Lord tears down the proud man's house, but he keeps the widow's boundaries intact. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but those of the pure are pleasing to him. A greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. Okay, so this next song is what I call the obligatory Don Williams song. And I picked a different one this time because a lot of times we listen to the same two or three. So, let's see, which one did I pick here? Oh, yeah. Okay. You'll recognize this one. Don Williams, You're My Best Friend. So here we go.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me, a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over. You'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter.
Okay, Don Williams, You're My Best Friend, talking about his wife. And we've got a couple more songs, so I'm going to go into another song immediately. And this is another old gospel song, but it was redone. So I like cover tunes and seeing them, how they're reworked, some of the old stuff. And let me see if I can find it here. This is called State on Freedom. And was done a couple of years ago by a guy named Eric Bibb. So it's it's just a different version. So here we go, State on Freedom.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't hate your neighbor in your mind. Stayed on freedom. You can't hate your neighbor in your natural mind when you stayed on freedom. You can't hate your neighbor in your mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know you love everybody in your mind. Stayed on freedom. You love everybody in your mind. When you stayed on freedom, you love everybody in your mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Captain of my mind, stayed on freedom. God is the captain of my mind. Shalom, stayed on freedom. God is the captain of my mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. 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 Come on. This morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my natural mind. I was stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just Stayed on Freedom. So we're almost out of time. I got one last song, and so we're going to play this. This is by a local guy. I've played this song before. His name is Jared Deck. He's from Thomas, Oklahoma.
Oh.
And let me see if I can find the song here. It's called True Believer, and he has played for years in various praise bands. He played in one in Clinton for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Has done one in Norman. But he's a wonderful musician. But this is called True Believer, and it kind of is the irony. It puts a little bit of a irony in there, but it's really good. Anyway, I like it. So this is True Believer by Jared Deck, and he's from Thomas. So here we go.
His name shall be lifted, his name shall be praised, and his name shall be praised, and his power unrestrained. And I believe he is righteous, I believe he is true, I believe that the Savior will collect on what is due. And the brother said, and the brother said, and the sister said, everybody said, I'm a true believer, read the writing on the wall. I believe in the lion, I believe in the lamb, I believe that the slaughter will come by the master's hand. Children, how shall I send thee? I shall send thee one by one. Children, how shall I send thee? I shall send thee with the gun. And the brother said, hey, hey. And the sister said, hey, hey. Everybody said, hey, hey.
Okay, that was Jared Deck, called True Believer. He is out of Thomas, or grew up in Thomas, Oklahoma. He lives in Norman now, lived in Weatherford for a long time. So, local guy, I think it's a great song. It's definitely a different arrangement. It's more of a hard-biting, in your face, kind of Pentecostal type,
yeah,
type deal. So, anyway, that's it. Our time is done.
It's been fun for Fun Friday.
Yeah.
That was a good one to end it with.
Sure.
We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come join us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad to do it.
And bring the fun for us on Friday.
Shout out to Neva. So hang in there, Neva.
Yes. We love you, Neva. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our brother, Tom Ivester, y'all have a blessed day. We'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.